Chinese troops moved in to tackle more unrest in ethnic Tibetan enclaves today as a deadline loomed for the so-called troublemakers who took part in protests against Chinese rule in Lhasa. Irene Lagan reports.
Protests moved to Tibet's neighboring provinces on Sunday when Tibetan minorities protesting the government crackdown in Lhasa began demonstrations. The government says only 13 innocent people have died in the protests, deaths it blames on rioters. Tibetan exile groups say the number of dead may be over 100. Protests hit ethnic Tibetan areas in the Chinese provinces of Sichuan and Gansu, reducing the chances of an early end to the instability. John Ackerley of the International Campaign for Tibet says the government has moved in to stop the demonstrations in these areas.
There's huge deployments of People's Armed Police, possibly troops as well, and dispersing the crowds. Those monasteries are also locked down now, and arrests have already started there as well as in Lhasa.
Western governments have called for restraint in China's response to the violent protests, and Chinese official media tried to defend the security measures used in quelling them. The government advised foreign tourists to leave and confirmed it had stopped granting foreigners tourist permits. Chinese officials have given the protesters until midnight Monday to turn themselves in. Otherwise, authorities warn they will be sternly punished. I'm Irene Lagan.